Thoughtful gifts on a fixed income. Hi there, welcome back to Canadian Senior Moment. December is here, and with it comes that familiar mixture of joy and stress. The joy of celebrating with loved ones. The stress of wondering how you'll afford gifts for everyone when you're living on a fixed income. If you've ever felt guilty about not spending enough on gifts, or anxious about disappointing family because your budget is tight, you're not alone. This week, we're starting a three-part series called The Gift of Giving, Without Going Broke. Today, thoughtful gifts that won't empty your wallet. The real cost of gift-giving pressure. Let's be honest. The expectation to spend money you don't have isn't just financially stressful, it's emotionally exhausting. Many of us could once work extra hours for gift money. Retirement changed that equation. Your income is fixed, but expectations often aren't. Here's the truth nobody talks about enough. Expensive doesn't equal meaningful. Some of the most treasured gifts cost almost nothing. Gifts that cost little but mean everything. Your time and skills. Offer babysitting for busy parents, priceless to them. Teach a skill. Knitting, woodworking, your famous recipe. Computer help for less tech-savvy friends. Garden assistance next spring. Home-cooked meals delivered monthly. Your memories and stories. Write down family stories for grandchildren. Create a recipe book with your handwritten notes. Record yourself reading their favorite childhood book. Scan and organize old family photos. They'll treasure this. Write letters sharing what you love about each person. Handmade with heart. Baked goods, cookies, squares, your specialty. Preserves, pickles, or holiday treats. Knitted scarves, mitts, or dishcloths. Woodworking projects, cutting boards, shelves. Photo albums or scrapbooks. Hand-sewn items, if that's your skill. Smart shopping strategies. The dollar store isn't your enemy. Modern dollar stores carry surprisingly nice items, frames, kitchen gadgets, craft supplies, books. Create themed gift baskets. Movie night basket, popcorn, candy, cozy socks. Spa basket, bath products, candles, face masks. Baking basket, cookie cutters, sprinkles, recipe cards. Thrift store treasures. You'd be amazed what you can find barely used or even new with tags. Books, puzzles, games, kitchenware, decorative items. For grandkids, quality toys at fraction of the price. Sales and planning. Boxing Day sales for next year's gifts. Black Friday Cyber Monday deals, if shopping online. Clearance sections year-round. Buy birthday cards in bulk when on sale. Group gifts. Team up with siblings or friends for bigger items. Five people contributing $20 each beats one person stressed about $100. Experiences as gifts. Sometimes the best gift costs nothing at all. Coupons, for museum visits together. Promise of summer picnics or walks. Movie afternoons at your place. Teaching them something you know well. Regular phone dates with distant family. Setting your budget, and sticking to it. Decide your total gift budget before December hits. Maybe it's $200, $500, or $100. Whatever you can truly afford without stress. Divide by number of recipients. If that's 15 per person, that's your limit. Period. Then get creative within that budget. A $15 gift chosen thoughtfully beats a $50 panic purchase any day. What not to do? Don't put gifts on credit cards you can't pay off immediately. The stress isn't worth it. And those interest charges turn a $30 gift into a $50 regret. Don't skip paying bills to buy gifts. Your loved ones would be horrified if they knew. Don't buy gifts out of guilt or obligation for people you barely see. It's okay to have a smaller circle. The freedom of lower expectations. Here's something wonderful that happens when you give thoughtful, modest gifts consistently. People stop expecting expensive ones. They come to value your gifts specifically, the homemade cookies, the handwritten notes, the time together, because that's authentically you. Our shared wisdom. What's the most meaningful gift you've ever received that didn't cost much? Or what modest gift have you given that was surprisingly treasured? Your ideas could inspire someone else. Tomorrow in part 2, we'll explore the gift of time and experiences, why doing things together often means more than any physical present, and how to offer these gifts in ways that feel special. Until then, remember, your love isn't measured by your spending. The people who truly care about you already know your worth. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn, founders of Canadian Senior Moment. Disclaimer. This article provides general suggestions for budget-friendly gift giving and does not constitute financial advice. Please make spending decisions based on your individual financial situation and needs.